If you're reasonably perfect in your walk with Christ, turn off the radio. This edition of Key Light is not for you.
Hi, that was Steve Brown, and I'm Mike Keller. You're listening to Key Light, practical Bible principles for daily living. Now, here with Bible in hand is Steve.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Jeremiah as we continue to look at the extremes of the prophet Jeremiah. We have seen thus far, if you've been listening, that Jeremiah is an extremely human and personal prophet. Jeremiah 17, 14 through 17 and some other places. Jeremiah, secondly, has an extreme and deep love for his people. You won't think that if you just read the first part of Jeremiah, but as they move into exile, you start reading the first letter to the exiles in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, you begin to see not only Jeremiah's heart, but God's heart for his people. And then yesterday we talked about, I'm going to say a little bit more about it today, an extremely deep commitment of his way to God. Now, if you read through Jeremiah, mark those places where Jeremiah says, I have committed my way unto the Lord. Sometimes that's all you can do. I gave you the famous Lincoln quote, I have sometimes been driven to my knees with the overwhelming sensation that there was no other place to go. You ever feel that way? Boy, I have a lot. That's bad. No, that's good. We say, I want to trust you. Or the lady who says, she was in the carriage that ran away, and the hero saved her, and then she said, I trusted God until the reins broke. She didn't trust God, she's trusting the reins. I've been talking to a religious institution of which I'm a part on the board, and they have these slush funds, and they ran out. They said, we were trusting God. I said, no, you weren't. You were trusting the funds. Now you don't have them. We're going to see whether you trust God. And that's when you find out that God is faithful. I want to trust God. How do I trust God? Crawl out on that limb. Well, if I crawl out on that limb, what if God saws it off? Well, he might. But the only way you're going to know whether you can trust God is to crawl out on the limb. And sometimes God pushes you out on the limb. You got to commit your way to him. He said, how do you do that? I don't know how to do that. The trouble with the living sacrifice is that it keeps falling off the altar or crawling off the altar. And that's true. Let me tell you what I do in my own prayer life that you may or may not find helpful. It's not necessarily, in fact, it's not biblical, but it's not anti-biblical, but it's helpful to me. Sometimes I have this list of stuff, and I just say, Lord, I'm really scared about this, and I don't know how to fix it. And I want to give it to you, but I keep taking it back. So I'm going to put it on the altar in my mind's eye. And I want you, if it's okay, to make this a legal contract before you, that it's yours. And no matter what I do or say or think, I want it to be a legal contract. And I ask in Jesus' name that you would conform my heart to this contract. I do that about a lot of stuff. And sometimes it's really helpful. And even if it isn't helpful, the contract has been made. So it's his anyway. Commit your way unto the Lord. I remember my dear friend Ken Mansell, and I've told you this before, saying when I was getting ready to speak that I wasn't prepared, I was going to have to trust God. You know, I could close my eyes and see Ken Mansell laughing. Isn't that awful? He'd say, you've got to trust God. Oh, Steve, you poor guy. Man, and then he said, let me tell you something. If God's going to fail anybody, it's going to be the Pope or Billy Graham or somebody. It's not going to be a peon like you, so quit worrying about it. And I've thought about that a lot. Anyway, the great thing is about Jeremiah is that he has an extremely commitment, deep commitment to God. Now, let me show you something else. Jeremiah has an extremely deep consciousness of human sin. You say, oh boy, that's just what I need. Look, this is cool. If you can be aware of that, understand his forgiveness, you'll get better and you'll be less of a pain to everybody else that you know. Turn to Jeremiah 10:23 through 24. first, the heart is deceitful above all things. And we all quote that. It's desperately corrupt. Who can understand that? Who said that? Jeremiah. Look at Jeremiah 10:23 through 24. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but in just measure, not in thy anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Jeremiah is aware that he's a sinner. You know, every once in a while, although I think these are awfully insecure people. I get these letters from people that say, Steve, you're going to make people think that you're a really bad sinner. Bingo! If I weren't a real bad sinner, then Jesus wouldn't have had to come and die on the cross for me. They would have given me a nice rule book and say, do the best you can, and that'll be enough. But there's something deceitful in me. The heart is deceitful above all things. You say, you're encouraging sin. In fact, next Wednesday, I'm going to answer a question, because I get that question a lot, saying, aren't you encouraging sin, liberty, and what you say? No, I'm really not. Because you see, I never set aside the law. The law is what God wants. That's what he wants for my life. And as he forgives me, as he gives me grace, as I'm aware of my own sin and find out that he's not angry at me, you know what I want to do? I want to say, God, I don't want to have anything more to do with you ever again. Leave me alone. No. Are you crazy? As he loves me and as he forgives me and he's kind to me, I want to please him, man. I really do. I don't a lot, but you never met a man who wants to please God more than I do. And that's because he loves me. And that's because he's forgiven me. Charles Spurgeon said, when I thought of him as a tyrant, my sin increased. When I thought of him as my father, my loving father, I found it so much easier to be obedient to him. And so it's very important, it seems to me, that we recognize that Jeremiah, and it shouldn't surprise anybody, had an extremely deep consciousness of his own sin and of human sin. If you think you've got it together, you're in trouble. How do I know that? Because Paul said to the Corinthians, let him who standeth, you can make that gender neutral if you want, let him or her who standeth, boy, that's an awful. Somebody sent me, a friend of mine in Miami, Dickie, sent me this nutrition counseling. Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or the Americans. On the other hand, the French eat a lot of fat and also suffer fewer heart attacks than British or Americans. The Japanese drink very little wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or the Americans. The Italians drink a lot of wine and also suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or the Americans. Conclusions. Eat and drink what you like. It's speaking English that will kill you. And I'm having trouble speaking English today. What was I saying? I was talking about let him or her who stands. I still can't do it. Let him or her who stands take heed lest they fall. Be careful of leaders who walk around pretending that everything's together. Be careful of Christian brothers and sisters who look down their arrogant nose at you with their peacock feathers flying in the breeze. Be careful of those people. Don't buy used cars from them because they haven't understood. The most clear example of a walk with God is an extreme humility about one's own power, one's own goodness, one's own purity. Let me show you something else. Turn, if you will, to Jeremiah 15. And you've got to give me a minute to turn to it, too. Jeremiah 15, and I'm going to start reading at the 15th verse, and I want to show you Jeremiah's extreme commitment to truth. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. Do not take me away in your long suffering, Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah was a man who had a biblical worldview. God had spoken to him. He had truth. And once you see truth, as St. Teresa said, you can't unsee truth. And so you see Jeremiah saying some very unpleasant things. And you kind of get, if you read between the lines, Jeremiah saying, would you rather I lie to you? Would you rather I made something up? Would you rather I just tickled your ears? But Jeremiah never did that. He spoke his thus saith the Lord. When I found out that the Bible was truly the Word of God, it was really hard. Because before that, I was a liberal. I just talked good, told good jokes, had a good time, and people loved me. And then I had to say, you know that stuff I told you before, it's not right. Because the truth burns within the heart of a Christian. Don't have to be mean about it. You got to tell the truth. You think about that. Amen. Hey, if you don't have the Summer Magazine, I'd love to send it to you. You're going to like it. I wrote an article, The Law, God's Gateway to Freedom. Why the Law? And there's a wonderful piece by my friend Brian Chappell, The Power of Joy. The magazine includes my itinerary, question and answer column, a lot of great resources to get you and those you love home with freedom and joy and faithfulness to Christ as your crowning achievement. If you'd like it, give us a call. It's free, by the way. 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. Or you can write Eli, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida 32794. Or Eli, Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us with your regular mailing address, steve@eli.org. And listen, it's free. But if you can help us financially, I sure would appreciate it. You can charge it to your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card included in your envelope. For any contribution of any size when you request it, I'll send along the cassette teaching how to know that you know Him. If you're struggling with doubt, questioning your salvation, you're going to like this cassette. I'll send it to you as my thank you when you request it. Hey, listen, I got to go. Be sure and give us some call letters whenever you arrive or call. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.